Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, making fun of Chick's hat and Josh's fishing trip. Everything you might want to know, including how they use the facilities. After this classic poem by Paul Gilmartin.
A little poem I wrote entitled, Undignified Ways to Die.
Okay.
All right. Skin diving with gas tanks you stole from a dentist. Renting a basement apartment in Venice. Wearing clown shoes while walking through a minefield at night. Getting a life-size tattoo of someone your height. Mistaking a python for your favorite tie. Hang gliding at night on the 4th of July. Having a bowling ball dropped on your head. Mooning some cannibals who haven't been fed. Teasing some Scots for wearing their kilt. Approaching a chopper while walking on stilts. Swimming with sharks in a suit made of meat. Flashing yourself to a hippo in heat. Slapping the head of a bald, drunken sailor. And telling your date's burly dad, $5 says I nail her.
Oh, my God!
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
No! Come on.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here.
You sound like it.
What do you mean? Tom and I are having an argument off the air, and I don't know if we should discuss it on the air, because you're on the wrong side of this, pal.
No, it's a phony lip service. Let's not worry about
phony
it.
Phony lip service. Our ocean's dying. Phony okay. lip
right,
service.
Right, and my straw here in the middle of the country is going to somehow get out there. Okay, that's my fault.
Yes,
welcome back. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
If you didn't have a lovely two-year-old who likes straws, you wouldn't be affected at all.
There's a company that makes paper straws that can't keep them. Chick McGee. There's
oh
Ace over there.
We need to save the clouds.
Look, I got
we do.
There's Josh. There's
okay,
Courtney.
If you don't want an Earth anymore.
Seriously,
yeah.
Seriously. I got 6 years tops, okay? Look at any actuary table. So I don't give a damn. You know, whatever. Go ahead. Kill yourself. But I see the argument about the straws and. Who knows? Maybe the whales like straws. Maybe they...
No, they don't.
go down?
No.
Maybe SpongeBob.
Maybe we should figure out a way to not have them floating out there. How about that?
Do they have straws at the Krabby Patty? Have we checked that?
I don't know. SpongeBob.
Let's move on.
SpongeBob.
We have money. Chick McGee is at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk.
Yes, I am. And guess what time it is? World Cup update, ladies and gentlemen. Today at 10 a.m. Eastern, Australia and Peru, and Denmark and France.
Well, that's four teams.
I'll
the first game.
Will precede the second one.
And then the second game. No, there are two different. Then at 2 o'clock on one field, Iceland and Croatia. And then at 2 o'clock on another field, Nigeria and
Argentina. How does that? Did the referees just run back and forth?
Yeah.
Oh. All of you? Ace, anything you'd like to add?
Your hat.
Thanks.
That
oh, yeah.
One ugly hat.
No, it's a good hat.
Thank you. It's a great hat. Screw yes. You two, Mr. and Mrs. Griswold.
If you like it looks like baby puke.
It does.
Or, yeah, it works, man. It works.
Thank you.
In what way?
It matches his complexion.
Thank you.
Well, I take it back. I take it back.
Not how I meant it.
Your baby puke complexion.
That is not how I meant it.
Exactly right. Josh, you're a genius.
If you beat my liver like I do, you'll have this.
Dick, that's not what I meant.
Somewhat off topic. Josh won't be here. Were you going to be here tomorrow?
I'm deciding.
You know what? I was in the shower today, and I said, that son of a bitch, he's going to forget that Josh is going to be here Wednesday, not Thursday and Friday. He's going to start asking him, are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be gone. It will be here tomorrow.
Who's working for Josh? It's not on the list.
It is. I'll get to it later.
Godwin?
It's the famous.
Pat Godwin. Oh, we can catch up. I haven't seen him for hours.
Hey, look, I'm the one trying to get the guy's guitars back out of the pawn shop.
So we all suffer.
Getting
okay, go ahead.
Fee.
No, no.
He'll
joking,
be,
of course.
Josh, of course, will be
I'm a muser.
Sending Pat his salary for the day.
Huh?
Since it's an unauthorized day off. A friend of mine was in the band for a Broadway show.
Sure.
In the UK, mm-hmm. So it's the West End.
Of course it
and,
was.
Somewhat. It was Andy, wasn't snotty at all.
It's your girlfriend's boyfriend. Your sister's boyfriend.
Yeah. In any event.
Your girlfriend's boyfriend would be
what you. They do there is if you take an extra day off, you have to find your substitute, and then you have to pay him more than you get that day.
Wow.
Really?
It's a good system for discouraging people from taking
yeah.
time off. But Josh, you're more than welcome to take the time off, and you're going to be spending time with your three brothers.
Yes.
This is the Arnold brothers
famous
fishing
trip. Oh, they're
all Jays.
Jobu, Jugdish.
Jamal.
Jamal. Right?
That's right. That's exactly
Jobu,
right.
Jobu, Jugdish, Jamal, and John.
There's been some controversy because your one brother has the boat that we have renamed for him.
Yeah.
Named for the first time.
Right.
And we named the boat.
Bass to Mouth.
Bass to Mouth.
That's what he chose.
It's a bass name.
Boat. Great name.
As suggested by one of our listeners. Thank you very much. And your other brother now is bringing his boat.
Yes.
Up from, where does he live again?
Houston.
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 Could he move?
Does his boat have a name?
It does not. And I texted him. I texted all my brothers yesterday. We group text almost every day. And I wrote, hey, Tom is still willing to get Bass to Mouth painted on your boat, John. And then I sent another text saying, and Jeff, he wants to name your boat now. And I literally got zero response from any of them.
I have a question. Do either of your brothers leave their boats in their driveways?
Jeff does, yeah.
So
in
we
his garage,
could,
at least.
Oh, okay, because if it's
but it might be in the driveway.
If it's
now
in the driveway, we could hire someone
like a gorilla painting.
Yes,
force a painting on him.
God, would that be?
This doesn't sound. Somebody's going to get arrested, and rightfully so.
It won't be me. I'll hire out.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't
you know,
that
you
be
can
great?
Still be found guilty.
Why?
It'll because be you hired someone.
It'll be done with cash, and it'll be very quiet. There'll be no testing. The point. Wouldn't that be great? His wife comes out to get
the
kids in the minivan in the morning and sees Bass to Mouth in huge letters on the side of the boat. So I suggested maybe we should name the other boat. Got this email in the overnights from Dustin. He writes, back in the day. Wait a minute. Sorry, this is the wrong letter. The suggestion is to name the boat your mom. Have you heard about this?
No.
Apparently, this is a common practice. And that way, here it is. Sorry, this is from Kevin, excuse me. My friend named his boat Your Mom, and then the following conversation takes place. Why do you smell like fish?
Oh, boy.
Because I've been in your mom all day. Rather
can I ask you a question? You know you read that out loud, right?
And here's the problem with that bit.
Yeah.
Were we to do it on my brother's boat, that conversation... Yeah. We all have the same mother, you see.
We probably shouldn't repeat again.
As far as you know.
As far as you know.
Just checking. Okay. So in any event.
Oh, my God.
So there'll be two. Now, is your dad, Larry, coming?
I don't think so. I don't think any of the parents are coming. I think.
Are they invited?
Yeah. They're always invited to, hey, come spend an afternoon with her. You know, but they are sort of past that, watching their kids get.
Daddy, watch me. What is that stuff? Daddy.
Oh, I still. No, you're not watching.
Do you have a cooler?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a cooler?
Yeah, we all do, yeah.
I mean, does Josh have his own cooler?
Yes, you know what? We all have our own coolers and mortgages and electric bills. This gets back to you have no respect for any of us at all.
Respect? I was just asking if the man had a cooler.
Your little toy life, Josh. You have to borrow a car every morning to get to work. Is that...
Now, will you be using the cooler that's normally your nightstand in your bedroom?
Because you don't have real furniture, of course.
And, of course, you need the food right there. That's handy.
Right. No, I was reflecting in the middle of the night. You're going to take some nice, cool beverages.
Yeah, I am. I'll be icing them down in the morning.
Sleepy can build up an appetite.
And then they'll
talked about food yesterday. He has a hierarchy of snack foods.
Can you give me a drum roll over there, Jim?
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I didn't want just the drum roll alone. I was going to. Do you have a hierarchy of food to eat while on board the vessel?
Yes.
Okay, let's have it.
The pretzel rods are still at the top because you can kind of just keep one in your mouth for a while. You don't have to.
Sure.
So you like having something.
Looks like a cigar. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Cigar, Tom? You like to have something in your mouth?
Oh, that's nice.
You just are relentless. You are especially irritating this morning.
Yes, I would normally take my sucking dildos out, but I don't want them to fall into the lake.
You have a hierarchy of dildos?
I do, yeah, also, yeah. You got anything pacifier shaped, something I can really...
So you don't have the one,
dildos,
yes,
the ones that float? Dildo.
Yep, and then the ones I sit on. Those are all, those right there, yeah.
My question,
cup.
So we're talking, while fishing, do you do a shore lunch? Or do you take
sandwich? You do a shore lunch?
No, we'll take, my brothers have, they have sunflower seeds all over the place. That's their big
A lot
thing.
Of this?
Yeah, a lot of that while we're fishing. Mm-hmm. And then...
do you take sandwiches out there, or do you go back?
No, we usually just have a breakfast and then go out, and we'll have something out there, like snacks and drinks, but we won't have meals. We'll come back in for meals.
Okay, all right.
And there won't be a true shore lunch in that we're not eating what we caught.
Right.
We're just, we'll have prepared... We'll prepare barbecue or something.
And are you good at preparing the fish if you do catch any?
No, I'm...
Do you pretty much catch and release?
We do a lot of catch and release, yeah.
Do you touch both the fish and or the bait?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You do?
Yep.
All right. I do not.
You don't?
I don't like touching the fish.
Why? Really?
They're icky.
Well, how do you get them off
all
the hook?
Slimy. Whoever I'm fishing
with has to
well,
do
no one wants to it. Do that.
Well, Maury did it quite well. Thank you very much.
Oh, this is your assistant?
That's right, my assistant. Yes. The guy
assistant?
I went to Canada with, yeah. You know what? Once again, I'm capable of leaving the country, returning. Never mind. Why does this bother me so much?
The four of us should go on a fishing trip.
Yes.
No, wait a minute.
You know what? We've talked about this many times, being in an enclosed
houseboat.
House
we should do a houseboat?
For like 2 weeks. Yes.
Oh, it has to happen.
Yeah, only one person leaving alive.
It has to be a houseboat with a slide.
Yes, so you can get out.
Easy egress.
I see.
Do you have a cabin or do you have tents?
Other cabins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two cabins right next to each other, right at the dock, pretty
and
much.
They have a full kitchen and you can...
Yeah.
How far out in the lake does one go?
Halfway?
Like a mile out? How big is this lake? Are you?
It's huge. The Lake of the Ozarks is really big, but the main channel gets quite busy with speedboats, so we stay away from there. We just find these coves and...
So then do you go into shore if you have to use the facility, or do you just...
hang it overside.
No, we hang it overside. Well...
Major transactions?
No, major transactions,
There's a bucket.
You wait till you get back.
Inevitably, every year it's me. I'm the only one that's had to do this out of my brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, I just get, you hop in the lake, and then you just get right back. And things, it's amazing. Things kind of take care of themselves.
What?
You get an oar out. Floater!
I don't think.
Here's the problem, Christy.
I'm thinking about that process. I don't think I'd be capable of that.
I never do that.
Normally, it's not, it's beyond me. It's beyond, it's like, oh.
I got to go.
Yeah. Because it's after 3 days of.
I mean, once
beer
staging,
and
staging has begun, you can't stop a process.
Oh
like that,
my gosh!
But.
So now you're.
No, it's
getting in and out of a bass boat has got to be pretty tough.
You kind of walk. Yeah, that's always a sight.
You walk.
Yeah. You walk as you're doing it a little bit, yeah, to keep it all behind you.
look how happy you've made him.
Christy just canceled our fishing trip.
Well, no houseboat, fellas.
Getting in and out of the boat's got to be pretty tricky.
I have never in my life.
Yeah, it's not easy, but again, I'm standing, so I can usually climb back up.
Okay, so you're in very shallow water.
Yeah, but I have had to have, if I've, it has been deep before, and my brothers have had to.
Hold you?
Pull me in.
I want to save you. I don't know how.
No. I mean, I wish. I'm not proud of any of this. But this
no,
is,
certainly not.
Just throw you a raft and a line, and we'll tow you back to the cabin.
I know. You're so cute and naive, and I know that you're new to all this, but these are all. People hear what you're saying.
I know. I mean, I have no shame. I'm not proud, but it's the lake.
People poop in lakes?
It's lake life.
I don't think it happens a lot.
The fish do it.
Well, that's because it's their home.
And trust me, we always find a very, it's never near other people. So
now, let me ask you this. Have you ever carried out this process and the fish started biting?
That I knew of?
Like it picked up and you were like, good luck. And not only that, but the fish seemed to be attracted. Like
so you're
carp.
A chummer?
No, yeah. No, we get away from it.
You get away.
Yeah, we don't throw our, we don't start throwing our lures in that area.
Start the Evinrude, Lloyd. We're moving out.
Probably best. Now
that's,
that I
of
think
course,
about it.
That's illegal in bass fishing competitions, by the way.
And Josh Chum.
And my brothers have been upset with me because I've done that, and they go, "Oh, this was going to be a great fishing spot."
And now you have to move it along.
Yeah,
I see.
Well,
but better. Boy, I've learned a lot today.
Once again, the Arnold Brothers famous fishing tour coming up. And can you just sort of discreetly find out if is it John who has the boat that he leaves in the driveway?
Don't.
Jeff, but John will leave his out too. He doesn't have a lot of neighbors, though.
Because we could use those press-on letters. The whole thing could be done in 2 minutes.
Yeah. In fact, somebody sent us a stencil of those, of Bass to Mouth, so that he could put it against the boat and show his wife, hey, this is what it would look like.
No, just put it on there. And then
it might not be too late to whip up some T-shirts for him. Bass to Mouth.
There are Arnold Fishing Trip Champion Bass Championship T-shirts that my brother's bringing for whoever catches the most. Jeff and I are on a team, and John and Joe are on a team.
Okay.
And his wife, I think Joe's wife Sarah is on the team too.
Oh, there are women going?
This is the first time that we're allowing a spouse or and or girlfriend to go.
Well,
yeah.
Well, then the
that'll change the whole dynamic.
The aforementioned aqua poop
won't be happening.
They'll be
happening
on a different boat.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But she, I think she's coming to mostly keep my brother Joe in line. He's a bit of he gets a little out of control, so.
But that's the purpose of having this trip.
It is.
So he can do that.
You better warn her that sometimes you don't necessarily catch me.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.